Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Keith Spano, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and Steve Soraki, the president of Flooring America, Flooring Canada, Floor Trader, and IDG. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Kemp.
Good morning, Kemp.
Seeing you this week.
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys. We just got back from Denver. You had your annual meeting. I think there was roughly 1,200 retail stores represented with your membership. Why don't we start with key takeaways?
Kemp, first of all, the mood was fantastic. People were fired up. They are ready for a bit of a reset. We're 3 years into our flooring recession. Our big takeaway was we're not waiting for the economy to change. We're taking control today. We're using tactics that we laid out for the members to increase profitability with every opportunity they get walking through the front door.
Kemp, we started Monday morning with data to identify where the customer is today. The customer has obviously dramatically changed in the way they shop and the way they want to shop. We brought in Jason Dorsey. Jason Dorsey was an amazing speaker for us in 2025. The difference between 25 and 26 is he went back and did research about generational buying and how the consumer in different generations is buying, specifically in the flooring category and kitchen and bath category. The exciting part of that is that the consumer is ready to buy flooring. They want to buy flooring. The statistics overwhelmingly support that. So we were able to share that with members, and then they were able to take that information and, as Keith said, put it into action.
You had Jason Dorsey, who's a kind of a specialist in behavior based on when you were born. And he has some stats. I mean, 65% of homeowners want to buy flooring in the next 12 months. And those that don't buy are not buying because of complexity. So we kind of know what stands in the way. That was interesting information. You had Education Day on Monday, and the most attended sessions were on AI. I thought that was real interesting. Another couple of things, you're focusing on a new little segment, garage floors. I thought that was pretty cool. Also, your next gen, or whatever you call that group of the young and up-and-coming leaders in the business. I mean, you have some sharp folks that are coming in behind the founders of Carpet One, right?
Yeah, our Next 40 group, really eye-opening to bring all of that next generation up on stage. There's about 300 in the group right now. 125 of them were there on stage making a showing. This is the next generation of CCA, and we are strong, and they are ready to step in. Like we said, we had 43 education sessions, which were strong, not just AI, but everything from branch expansion to just business tactics. And our university does a terrific job with that. You know, no one has more data than CCA. We've got 4,000 transactions that come in a night. And we were able to take about 140,000 of our prior customers and bounce that up against their demographics to understand exactly who our customer is, then lay on Jason's information of another couple thousand former flooring consumers to really dial in. And Kemp, you're 100% right. 78% of American homeowners think that most homeowners put off flooring projects because they feel it is way too overwhelming. And that's where retail 2.0 has been such a game changer for us, simplifying the process for the consumer.
Another little interesting stat that was thrown out was that carpet now only represents 35% of what's being sold. So carpet's still there and it's still important, but it's not the 70% that it was when Carpet One first got started, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. That's why it's so critical that we keep retail 2.0 on the leading edge, because you're able to make changes quickly with carpet to make sure in 2026 that carpet is staying leading edge with style and design, because style and design in carpet is winning. You may be losing a little bit here or there from a market share standpoint, but people are willing to buy carpet, pay for better carpet. They want carpet in certain areas of the home, but they want style and design. The other thing is we have a major rework of the hard surface portion of retail 2.0 on the road right now to our members. So we are way ahead of the game for 2026 in keeping their showrooms up to date, cutting edge, and on the forefront of retail from that standpoint.
I think it's interesting that you pointed out that statistically last year, the business was probably down on the residential remodel side of the business around 4 to 5%, and you guys were up 1%. So you're taking market share. You also had Connor Locar there with ITR. Why don't you summarize his comments?
we almost have to stop watching the news. I think that was one of the big takeaways. GDP has no bearing on the productivity of our stores. Long story short, you know, we bounce some of our data up against Connor's data, and we do see some correlation there. But Connor's overarching point was, hey, you know what? Flooring sales are still going to happen. We still need to be investing now, preparing for these next 3-4 years when things are going to be really good. I think he was more positive this time.
Camp along with that on Connor and connecting it to the next 40 group. You know, Connor did say that 2030, it'll be a challenge, but he kind of challenged the next 40 group, telling them that that's a point where they're going to be in their career where they can really take their businesses to the next level. So when it turns, they will win on the upturn. So I liked how Connor challenged our next 40 group.
He also said that he thought 2026 was going to be a little bit better than 2025. So that's positive to hear. So what's the next steps? You guys are finished with this meeting and get a couple of days to relax over the weekend. Obviously, Surface is just around the corner. What does CCA Global leadership team hope to accomplish in 2026?
Look, we've said for 3 years that the back half is going to be better, and that has not happened. We're not saying that this year, Kemp. We're going to learn from our mistakes. We are really focused on our tactics. I think everything we launched at convention this year was retail 101, blocking and tackling, tactical and practical. Everything we did had action steps to it, and it was really exciting to hear members say, hey, you know what? I'm taking those tactics back. I'm implementing them right away, whether it's credit card surcharges or looking at my payroll as a percent of sales, you know, making sure they're in the range that we told them. It was exciting to hear that. So we asked them all to commit to 3 of the 9 tactical action points that we outlined. You know, we asked them to report back to us what they're going to commit to, and we'll focus on those tactics for summer regionals. We outlined the 4 summer regionals that we're going to have this year. We gave them the dates and the places, and that will really shape our Ed Day sessions and our networking for this summer, which is really exciting to have that pull through.
Yeah, and you have to really take a look at how our vendor partners really stepped up. I heard over and over again throughout the entire show with all the time we spent on the floor that the vendor partners were bringing things to our members that were really exciting them for 2026. The vendor partners were first class. They treated our members with great care and brought them some innovative solutions to their business. I mean, you talked earlier about garage floors, so we have new things coming at them, but then our great vendor partners that were on that floor really stepped up for our folks. So there's a lot of excitement at the member level going into 26 for everything from product to marketing to merchandising.
Okay, guys, well, it was great to be with you this week in Denver, and appreciate you spending time with our listeners and summarizing the meeting. I've been talking to Keith Spano and Steve Sirocki with CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.